This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Lawmakers are considering the possible purchase of a legislative office building in downtown Anchorage as an alternative to the current leasing arrangement. The proposal calls for authorizing the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to purchase the office building for about $28.3 million, which Legislative Council Chair Representative Mike Hawker says could save the state about $2.4 million a year. The Alaska House has rejected extending a proposed perk for military spouses to same-sex partners. State law exempts military members with a driver's license from another state from getting an Alaska driver's license when in-state temporarily. The bill would have extended that exemption to military spouses. A co-chair of the House Finance Committee says he and fellow majority members are discussing options for addressing the state's pension obligation, including possible contribution increases by municipalities, Governor Sean Parnell's proposal to take money out of savings to pay down the debt, and extending the time horizon for payments. Demographers predict the population of people aged 65 plus in Alaska is going to more than double in coming decades. That's due in part to increased life expectancy, which is rising around the world. The highest is in Switzerland at almost 83 years. U.S. life expectancy is 78.6. It's a year less than that for Alaskans, which is ranked 34th in the nation for life expectancy. Dr. Steve Cohen is an assistant professor at Virginia Commonwealth University. He says an ongoing behavioral survey by the CDC gives a few reasons life expectancy here is lower than in other states.
Alaskans were slightly less likely to have had 5 daily servings of fruits and vegetables, slightly more likely to be current smokers, more likely to be binge drinkers, and more likely to have no health insurance.
Cohen says the lack of health insurance is due in part to the low numbers of people who sign up for Medicare.
When you're 65, you're eligible for Medicare, but the percent of 65 and over in Alaska that's on Medicare is actually the lowest percentage in the United States.
Cohen says people with health insurance are more likely to get routine care and screenings that can catch disease early.
Alaskans, only 76% of Alaskans got a checkup within the last year compared to 84, almost 85% of older adults living in the rest of the United States. A large amount, I know it's only 1.1%, have never had a routine checkup. That's about twice the rate of never having a routine checkup in the contiguous United States.
Alaska's climate and the outdoor lifestyle of residents are also factors. The life expectancy mentioned earlier of 78.6 years is for all Alaskans, but life expectancy for Alaska Natives is lower, says Dr. Jay Butler. He's Senior Director of Community Health Services for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
For Alaska Native people, the life expectancy is a little over 70 years, which unfortunately is about 7 years shorter than for non-natives living in Alaska.
And why is that?
Well, one of the drivers for the difference is premature deaths. What are our younger people dying of? And there's two things that really stand out. One is unintentional injury, sometimes called accidents. That is far and away the leading cause of death among our young people. And the second is suicide. Suicide is common among Native and non-Native people, but the rates are higher among Native people. And unfortunately, suicide takes our young people much more often compared to non-Natives, where the peak rates of suicide are generally in older age groups.
Butler says as Natives age, they die from diseases common to the general population as well.
As people age, the likely causes of death begin to change, and some of the things that we normally think of as causes of death, such as heart disease and cancer, begin to emerge as the more common problems.
Butler says the tribal health system in Alaska offers programs to help Native elders live longer and to stay in good health as they age, programs to reduce tobacco use and substance abuse, falls, injuries, and suicide, as well as programs to prevent heart disease and diabetes. The House Finance Committee will take public testimony this evening on Governor Sean Parnell's omnibus education bill, House Bill 278, which addresses per-pupil allocation levels, transportation of charter school students, and the appeals process for approving charter schools. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.